Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from quarry rock to all the ferrule material you need, plus all the expertise to do it for you. Final seconds of the JV game just getting underway. We have a special guest joining us here at the broadcast table. Athletic Director Robert Lingo for the Grants Pass Cave. And Robert, welcome to the microphones of KJ Radio.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you've been a busy, busy man right now, but this seemed like a very special night here. You got two great teams right on the edge qualifying for the playoffs. Doubleheader tonight. You got an award-winning band. Tell me about your rally squad. They just got back from state with a second-place trophy. Is that right?
Yeah, we're real proud of them. They've worked hard this whole year, starting in the fall with football and then through basketball season now. And they actually went to the national cheerleading competition a week ago, got home, and 2 days later went up to the state meet, and they finished second in the game day category. So we're real proud of them and all the work they've put in, and we'll get a chance to see their routine tonight.
All right, so what is going to happen tonight? Do you know the program right off the top of your head?
Yeah, so the boys are up at 6 o'clock, and we'll have the seniors recognized just before the game starts. And then at halftime, our cheerleading team will do their performance, and we'll also recognize some senior cheerleaders at that time. And then the girls' game at 7:30, we'll recognize the senior athletes in that program right before their game as well.
That's a great night of entertainment just for one admission, huh?
Yeah.
If you're out there listening, come on down.
Yeah, it's not too late. We'll keep selling tickets all the way to the start of the girls' game. So
all right,
come on down and get yourself a ticket. Come in and watch.
Now, you've got some other successful athletic programs going on, too. Tell me about wrestling.
So our girls wrestling, they had their regional tournament this last weekend, and seven of our girls qualified for the state tournament that we held in Portland this weekend. They actually came in fourth as a team, but talking with the coach afterwards, he said the three teams in that league that that placed first through third this weekend will probably be the top three teams in the state. So finishing fourth is real respectable in that division for our girls, and we expect them to do real well at the state meet next year. A lot of young girls that are wrestling real well right now.
All right. Well, that's encouraging. Relatively new situation for girls wrestling right now, happening at the athletic center here at Grants Pass High. What else does your program really entail here? You cover a lot more than just the sports that people might think of, don't you?
Oh, kind of like my role here at the
yes.
school? Yeah. Well, nope, I also have some of the just general administrative responsibilities, getting to work with teachers and students during the day as well. So it goes beyond just athletics, which I like. I enjoy getting to be in classrooms. That's why I originally got into this field, was to be an educator. So to get into classrooms and still see teachers and kids doing their things is a lot of fun.
All right. Well, there's that band that we talked about here.
Yep.
Putting up some great sounds for you as the JV team just walked off 10-point winners over the North Medford Black Tornado. We'll get our game underway here, folks, in just about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we're going to continue with the athletic director, Robert Lingo, right after this word from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Athletic Director Robert Lingo here. It's been a pretty good year so far for you. We talked about football, winning season there with a brand-new football coach this year. Looks like the basketball team has really come on strong here and really developed. The ladies have continued that tradition that they have, so we're looking at some playoffs here. Wrestling is happening. Tell me, what's it take to put all that together, Coach?
Well, I'm real...
Coach, pardon me.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
You'll take that.
Well, I consider myself real fortunate to work with really good coaches. I think my role here as an athletic director is to hire good coaches that run good programs, that have good accountability, and then just support them the best that I can. You know, they're the ones out there working every day with the kids. And so when things are going well, it's a real reflection of the work that the coaches are doing and the hours of practice that kids are putting in.
All right. No doubt about that. Any forecast for the baseball season?
Boy, you know, we've got a great coach in Kyle Garrison, and he's put together a couple of back-to-back years of really good seasons. So I might be speaking ahead of myself here, but I expect that there'll be a playoff team again this year. And coach just always does a real good job with the off-season workouts, keeping kids in shape, and then they perform real well through the season. So I would imagine our baseball team will do real well again this year.
How's the pitching? You got any... Any advance news for me?
I don't have a lot on that right now, so we'll kind of learn together as we watch them this year.
All right. What do we know about track? That's coming up, too.
Yeah, again, another really good staff with a lot of tradition. I think the boys could quietly be a contender to make some noise at the state meet if they stay healthy and do all the things we expect. The girls will, again, be pretty good as well. So the track season should be a lot of fun. You see a lot of good performances and, of course, the annual Rotary meet.
I was going to say, that's one of the premier events in Oregon, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. It's always a great meet. We have... Coach Warner's done a good job working with his connections, some teams up north, so I think we're going to have some Portland teams return to the meet this year for the first time in a long time, so the competition should be really good this year.
All right, competition looks good all around. I keep hearing, I'm not putting anything down on seniors because this is senior night, but I keep hearing good things about the sophomore and junior class really coming up. Next year looks bright ahead, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I mean, the sophomores and juniors in both the men's and women's programs have competed real well this year. Seniors have done a great job leading that effort with their experience, but we certainly anticipate in a lot of programs next year, a lot of kids returning that have had success this year, and we'll see. You know, every year is a little bit different. You can't just say because last year was a good year that the next year is going to be a good one too, but we certainly see a lot of pieces at both the men's and women's programs that will have a lot of success hopefully next year.
Well, we're really excited about this basketball season, and of course, looking really forward to next football season.
Yeah.
That should be a great one. Robert, I want to thank you for coming by. You have a standing invitation to stop by anytime.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Chuck, and thanks for being here and doing all you do to promote our programs.
It's my job, man.
All right, thank you.
And I get to watch a lot of good sports, too.
Yeah, well, we're proud of you being here. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Athletic Director Robert Lingo here. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Nate Olson right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, from the beginning of this season to right now, how far has your team come? Can you describe that transition?
I don't know if you can describe it. I think we've just gotten a lot more confident in themselves and in each other. I think you have a lot more trust knowing that, hey, whoever was in is going to make the right play for us. I think that's been a big growth for us, especially lately down the stretch here. And again, I think just that time, that varsity minutes, and just the commitment to, really committed to asking them to do or doing what we're asking them to do and being committed to that.
Right. You won 6 out of your last 7 games. Whereabouts is your team right now?
No, I think we're pretty confident, which is great. We're shooting the ball a little bit better, so hopefully we keep that up. But again, I think we've done a real good job of sharing the basketball, making the right play. I keep saying it. We keep giving up, good shots for great shots. And I think that's been really helping our success. And limiting turnovers has been a really good job for us as well.
All right. Pretty special night here. So, first of all, tell me about your starters tonight.
We'll start the four seniors, so Kingston's going to make his debut. So he'll start, probably play a couple minutes and see how it goes from there. And then Westenberg and Grady and Preston will start tonight, along with Jordan.
Okay, all right. So no surprise. No idea of how many minutes Kingston will be available?
No, I think they're on. They want him to do like a two-minute-per-quarter type thing. So we'll see. We'll play the first 2 minutes and just kind of see how it goes, how he's feeling, and then go from there.
All right. Now, talking about the rest of your crew, is Young back in full strength now?
He's back. I don't know about full strength. He did practice with us yesterday, so I think he's going to have to find his lungs. But he's lost some weight, so I think it's going to be the physicality of the game will take a toll on him. So we'll probably throw him in there tonight and just see kind of how he does.
All right. Because he was the winning shot in the last time you played this team. Kind of want him in there, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, hopefully we don't need that. Hopefully we can handle business and, you know, maybe give these seniors a good way going out and not such a stressful time.
All right. We'll be back with more, folks, right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Air Man.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Black Tornado tonight, Coach, and on their floor, you want a squeaker in the very last seconds of that basketball game. What do you expect from the Tornado tonight?
I think same thing. You know, I mean, North Medford's North Medford. They're going to pressure you. They're going to get out. They're going to try to, you know, really attack, get downhill, shoot a lot of threes, and just free flow. And so really got to be, you know, I mean, they share the basketball really well, too. So you really got to know who's going to kind of be their score. Again, I mean, kind of led by Nunez and Ray. But, again, they got some other guys since they put the ball in the basket as well.
All right, with that team out there, and as well as they shoot, your defense going to be called on. But your defense has really stood up here recently.
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, you know, the guys know the similar game plan to last time. Really got to try to limit Ray getting downhill and keep Brian from, again, getting downhill as well. And then really got to get out the shooters and do our thing. And really got to end possessions and rebound the basketball.
All right. Last game, you out-rebounded a taller team barely with Sheldon. Wanted at the free throw line. And the only man you sent to the free throw line was Rosetta.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, you did a good job of just being patient, getting in line. We shot, probably had our most threes of the year last game, so made some more shots. We didn't have as many chances at the rim. Again, with their size, kind of makes some sense. That'll deter us a little bit. But, yeah, you know, we just got to continue to be aggressive. I think Norris usually a more aggressive team, so you might shoot more free throws just because of their style. They're a little more handsy, getting out and passing. It's super physical. So, again, a little different style than Sheldon plays.
I've got Rosetta hitting about 75, 76% of his free throws right now. So the idea is to get him inside and get him fouled. Does that work?
I mean, it works if it works. Yeah, you know, again, we're just – I think if we have an advantage inside, we take it. If we don't, we try to use him, pull him outside, space support for the other guys to get downhill.
All right. Coach, best of luck to you tonight. I know it's a big night here, but should be a pretty good crowd to spur your guys on.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to add to something that we've just finished up with, and that's head coach Olson's comments brought to you by the Indoor Man. They've got modern energy solutions. They can help you save on your heating and cooling, and they just deliver a healthier indoor environment to you. That's from the Indoor Air Man. It's time now, though, for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. That's a buzzer just calling the teams off the floor warm-up. They have stopped the clock at 10 minutes recognize the seniors right now. In the meantime, though, I'm going to complete going over this starting lineup. First of all, we have not confirmed for the Black Tornado, but for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we do know that it's Kingston Conley making his debut tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, his debut. He was at least a two-year letterman coming into this season. Blew out his knee in the summer. Cost him a football and a basketball season, or most of a basketball season, for a really tough competitor. But he's back on the floor tonight, probably with limited minutes, but we'll see how he does. Along with that is Preston Gerlitz, a 5'11 senior, getting the start tonight. Weston Berg, the 5'8 senior. And Grady McKittrick, the 6'2 senior, wearing number 5. Weston Berg has just come onto the floor right now with his parents being recognized. And let's see, they're going to give them a sack of, it looks like blue and white stuff. Can you imagine blue and white stuff? Anyway, all right. So he is on the floor right now. Also, Jordan Rosetta will get the start tonight. We'll run down more of these for you when we come back and tell you about the North Medford Black Tornado. After this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
They have just brought out Preston Gerlitz with his parents, and mom is holding a big one, inflatable Mylar balloon. It's a big gold number 3. You think they're proud? Of course. And they have every right to be. All right, so they have talked about Preston Gerlitz. Let's see who comes out from the wings right now. We've got a few minutes. We'll just stretch this out a little bit. Kingston Conley being brought to the floor. It's a big round of applause from the fans and the parents here as he has walked onto the floor getting ready for his first basketball action on the varsity level this year. So he comes out pretty gingerly, and James Traylor brings his sack of goodies. Incidentally, he's walked out with his classmate, Mr. Deadman. And Grady McKittrick coming out. And Grady and his parents, again, with those inflatable Mylar balloons. Each mom and dad are carrying one. Both are 5s. Oh, and they brought number 2 in. They brought number 2 in for Weston Berg. Well, there are our seniors, all 4, for the Grants Pass Cavemen this basketball season. We salute them all and thank them for their endeavors on behalf of their teammates, their classmates, and, of course, all of you, their fans. Thank you very much. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the seniors for North Bedford High School, or at least the starters as we perceive it. These are starters from the last time we met when Grants Pass came away with a 44-43 win. One of those players is number 12, Brian Nunez, at 18 points in that game, including 1 3-pointer, was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Don't want to foul him. Also, number 3 is Leah Maria, a 5'10 senior. He had 7 points in that contest. A 6'8 junior, Tahoe Poole, had 2 points in that game. Brady Patterson, a 6-foot junior, had 4 points in that game. And Zach Robinson, a 5'10 senior, also had 4 points in that game. So those are their top 5. One more of their 2 or 3 more players had impacts, but very few points scored in there. All right, Cavemen going back on the floor to complete their warm-ups right now. The starting lineups brought to you by our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, right, ladies and gentlemen, right on 6th Street between H and I. The captains are meeting at the center court just in front of the scorer's table along with the head coaches and all the officials right now while the players continue to take their warm-ups. For Grants Pass, it's a control. They're big men. That's Liam and Nunez. They're long shooters. Keep the defense up, control the rebounds, and cut down on turnovers. Absolutely. We're seeing it more and more as the Cavemen keep dropping number 23, Jordan Rosetta, deep into the box. And he's got a reputation, so he's immediately double, triple teamed. And if he's going to take a shot there, he elevates for the shot. His foul draws the foul. And by doing that, he's getting 9-10 free throws per game. And he's been shooting. I have his average right now at 76, a little over 76%. In the last four or five games, he's been shooting higher than that to bring it up to that level. Certainly 80, maybe even 90%. He was 8 of 9 at the Sheldon game. So that's one factor here. We'll talk about more when we come back right after this word. From Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Keys to tonight's game. Well, obviously score more points, but it remains to be seen how much Young and Conley can contribute. Kingston is still an unknown quantity. Young, if he can get back to form, is certainly a factor. He was shot the winning shot with just seconds on an alley play called by head coach Olsen. An alley play. They had the ball inbound their end of the floor. Actually missed the first attempt, tipped it right back in, and then followed that with everybody running down the floor and Mr. Rosetta blocking a three-point attempt by the Tornado. That's how that last game ended. So the Cavemen need to look to Young to see how much he can bring to the game. If Conley can add a significant contribution, that could add to their depth, which they may need tonight. Both teams on the floor taking some warm-up shots right now. We'll pause in our coverage and remind you that Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs on 6th between H and I, brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. More coming right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Big night here at Heater Newman Gym, and we've been talking about this for several days now, looking forward to this. We've got a double hitter tonight. The Cavemen, of course, right now coming in winners of six of the last seven games against an opponent that they beat on the road last time they met in January. So that's significant. Cavemen getting a couple of people back. We hope everything falls into place there. Now the Grants Pass Cavemen right now are at 6-4 in conference. Now, bear in mind that the top three in the conference get an automatic playoff berth. So Grants Pass is right now in fourth, a game behind South Eugene. South Eugene 6-3. We are 6-4, so it's actually a half game. And South Eugene and Sheldon are playing tonight, so we'll keep an eye on that one, too. At any rate, the Cavemen have increased from their power rankings from 38th to 27 coming into this game. Why is that significant? The top 32 teams in the state get into the playoffs. So the Cavemen at 27th right now are into the playoffs. They'd like to improve that a little bit and get a little higher to get a better seed. So with two games left, this one and next Friday night at Willamette, the Cavemen should go in favored in both games, but you can't count on anything in high school basketball other than that everybody's going to show up. At any rate, so that's the situation there. For the Lady Cavers, right now they're in solidly in second place, a full game ahead of the Sheldon girls, whom they played into overtime last Friday night and then lost in overtime. Overtime games always seem to favor that home team. That's just the way it is, folks. So Lady Cavers right now at 7-3. Sheldon at 6-3. Lady Cavers pick up two wins. They're in now. They're in right now in the power rankings, 17th. So they're going to the playoffs. Now, the power ranking comes into that because at 17th, you have to go on the road. If you're 16th, you get a home game. The Lady Cavers can put together two wins. They should move up to above 16th, maybe even to 15th. So that's some of the things to think about here. While the Grants Pass Cavemen want to improve, so do the Lady Cavers. And it's a big night here at Heater Newman Gym, folks. If you're looking for some great entertainment, listen to that music in the background. It's a place to come. It's filling up fast. Student body section is almost full, and the adult side almost full as well. We'll have more for you when you come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Teams just finishing up their warm-up shots right now. The Black Tornado coming in with bright orange uniforms with the black trim and black numerals, so they'll be easy to read. Of course, the Grants Pass Cavemen in their home whites tonight as we get ready to get this contest underway. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. I want to thank you once again for joining us. Folks, if you have time, come on out. There is still time to get here. I know the weather outside is frightful. Never heard that phrase before. Inside is so delightful here. Great entertainment value here. Doubleheader for basketball coming up tonight at Heater Newman Gym. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. have just struck up the fight song here. The final seconds ticking off on the warm-up clock. We'll get ready for action here momentarily. PA announcer Clay Roundsville will be calling everybody to attention for the flag salute, the national anthem, and the introduction of players with also the athletic announcement, the good sportsmanship announcement here from the OSAA. There's the buzzer signaling, and the cavemen at this point move out to the free throw line facing Old Glory. And the home fans come to their feet. Hats being removed. Rally squad comes to the center of the court, right across the half court mark, and they fill it. It's a big squad, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to have the national anthem. Well, they have the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. We'll pause. We just can't bring that to you in the fidelity that it deserves. We'll be back in after this 90-second caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Final strains of the national anthem being played by the Pep Band here at Grants Pass High. Starting five now for the Brady Patterson getting the start tonight. Liam Ray wearing number 3 getting the start tonight. Number 5, Jackson Zimmer. And number 10, Zach Robinson. And number 12 is Brian Nunez. All right, we have our starting five, a little different than what we saw in North Medford. Now we're ready to meet the Grants Pass Cayman coming out in a corridor, not only of their teammates, but the full rally squad as the home fans come to their feet. It's senior night at Heater Newman Gym, ladies and gentlemen. Number 2 being introduced, Weston Berg. Weston, a 5'8 senior. Last home game in the regular season for Weston. Preston Berlitz, 5'11 senior. Same situation for Preston. Number 4 being introduced, 6'1 senior, Kingston Connolly. Coming onto the floor, good to see him back. That left knee is severely wrapped and good structure. Looking fluid. Number 5, the final senior, Grady McGittrick, 6'2 senior. He'll get his tonight. And a junior starting, 6'5", 23, Jordan Rosetta. All right, well, we know the principles now for tonight's contest. And you can hear the noise is going to be good. We have a capacity crowd, near capacity crowd. Yeah, there is still room. We'll find a seat for you, folks. Come on down to Heater Newman Gym. Tip off in moments here as the fight song teams back up. Players are on the floor right now. Head coach Nate Olson talking to his seniors for the final time before the opening tip. And he's about ready to send them onto the floor, and he's doing that now. Basketball is on the floor at center court in the hands of the officials. All right, close to getting this one underway, folks. Number three squaring off. That's Liam Ray against Jordan Rosetta. Ray listed at, I show him at 5'10". That must be years ago. He's not at 5'10". All right, they both high in the air, controlled by Rosetta to the backcourt. To Berg, hands the ball off quickly to McKittrick. And the Cavemen come back with the first offensive possession. Drives down the left-hand side against what appears to be man-to-man pressure initially. Gives the ball up left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta drives the free throw line, gets all the way down the paint. Pumps once, goes up with glass off, no good. Rebound, the Tornado pull it down, comes back on the drive. Right-hand side, bullet past the corner, left-hand side. Back out on the wing quickly, and a whistle stops the action. We have a traveling call on number five, Jackson Zimmer. They have been calling that extremely close in the past several games. Consistently, but close. Inbounds the backcourt. Went to Connolly from McKittrick. Back to McKittrick now. McKittrick up to the timeline. Drives left-hand side. Sees a trap forming. Passes to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low. Shot is up and good for Connolly. Connolly has his first two. It's 2-0. And it didn't go up on the board, but I think we just had a delay of game warning against the Cavemen. Now the point is up on the board. Ball comes down the left-hand side in the hands of number 10, Robinson. Gives it to the left-hand side. Quickly to Nunez. Nunez in the paint. Floats one up. That is good, and a foul called. So Nunez will get his first two of the basketball game. And a foul called on Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up his first infraction of the evening. And going to the free throw line is Brian Nunez. He hit 7 of 8 on his home floor in January. So he's a free throw shooter. Shot is up and good. Nothing but net. Inbounds against full court pressure. Trap is formed. Comes into Connolly. Connolly back left-hand side to Grady. Still in the backcourt. Pressure falls back. Grady working one-on-one against Robinson. Into the forecourt, left-hand side. Looks for pressure. Goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly kicks the ball out front to Gerlitz. Back left-hand side in the corner to McKittrick. Elevates from 18 feet. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Rosetta left-hand side to McKittrick for three from the corner this time. This one's good. He was just too close the first time. 5-3 the score. 5-3 the score for Grants Pass. Ball left-hand side taken down by Connolly, and they say he turned the ball over. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming to the left-hand side. Rosetta over to make the play. Once again, it gets full court pressure here. Into the backcourt, the ball comes to McKittrick. McKittrick working against Robinson. Little head fake, then drives into the forecourt. Loses the basketball, slapped from behind. And foul called, I believe, on Robinson. We'll see. That's the call. So Robinson will pick up the first infraction for the Tornado. 5-3 the score. The Cavemen by two. Each team has a single foul. Inbounds play from the sideline comes from Connolly. Connolly in the corner, left-hand side to McKittrick, then down low to Rosetta. Rosetta goes hard to the glass, too hard to the glass, rolls away. Back up and in by, though, Gerlitz. So Gerlitz gets two. Long pass down on the floor on the fast break. Back out to Robinson, kicks it back out front to Ray. Ray drives, lays one up over the edge of the rim. It's good. And it's 7-5. Grants Pass by two, and pace has been hectic so far. Grants Pass going to slow down, play their game. Trapped in the backcourt, throws over to Berg. Berg left-hand side in the corner to Connolly. Connolly puts up a three, won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Comes back hard on the glass, no, won't go. Rebound back up and in. So Connolly gets his second field goal. He's got four. It's 9-5. Grants Pass in the lead. Ball out front in the hands of the Tornado. That's Ray. Stolen away by Berg. Berg with Grady all the way. Berg will take it all the way. Lays it up too hard off glass. Ball finally controlled by Robinson for the Tornado. Stolen back by Berg. Left-hand side, the ball goes down to McKittrick. McKittrick goes hard to the glass. Again, too hard to the glass and rolls away. Robinson rebounds for the Tornado. Lead pass down the floor. And it's broken up by Rosetta. Rosetta slapped the ball out of bounds, breaking up the fast break. 9-5. Incredible hectic pace so far. 5:18 to play. Inbounds play for the Tornado. coming from Robinson at the inline, there into the floor. They'll put up a double high post, one man between the circles, one man down low. They break out of that. Ball goes right-hand side to Ray, out to Robinson. Robinson, top of the key. And one of the three-point shot didn't take it, gets it back out quickly, and away from the ball, foul called on number one, I believe, Patterson. I did not see that one. Second team foul on the Tornado. 5:10 to play in the first period. 9-5 the score. Grants pass by four, and with the basketball in the hands of Grady McKittrick. Lead pass up quickly to Young. Long pass down the floor, thrown away again. The turnover. Grants pass gets it right back. I said Young. It was Gerlitz. Damaris Harris checks in, and number one sits down. That's Patterson. Inbounds play for the Cavemen coming from Gerlitz in the corner as the Cavemen put up a double high post far into the floor for them against full court pressure. Now the Cavemen stroll out of that one a little bit. McKittrick cuts the left-hand side, gets the inbounds play. Robinson stays in the backcourt to keep him honest. Head to fake. Almost slapped away from McKittrick. Lead pass comes up to Berg inside the timeline. Berg drives the right-hand side. Looks for help. Triple-teamed. Gets the ball left-hand side to McKittrick. Then to a trailer. Trailer on the right-hand side. Drives. Kicks it right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz for three. It's off. No good. Rebound is Rosetta. He puts his up. He's got his first two of the basketball game. It's 11-5. Long pass down the floor, and the Indians bound, try to come right back. Ball stripped out of bounds and chased into the corner out of bounds. It's still going to be Indians basketball as the Cavemen being very aggressive right now. Trailer had come on to replace Connolly, who is beginning to look like himself again. We'll see more of him later in the game. Inbounds play from the sideline. Flipped way out front to number 12, Nunez. Nunez with the basketball, top of the key. Wants to drive, can't get by the Grants Pass zone. Now does down the right-hand side. Kisses one off the glass, and it's good. And Nunez has five. It's 11-5. Grants pass by six. Long pass down the floor to Gerlitz. Gerlitz with the basketball, puts it on the floor. Left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta back to Gerlitz between the circles. Gerlitz looks left, moves to left-hand side, gives the ball up to McKittrick. McKittrick looks at the bench and drives by a double team, gets in the paint, kisses it off glass. This one's good for McKittrick, and McKittrick has five in the contest. 13-7 down the left-hand side on the fly for the Indians. Ball goes up, and it's an offensive foul called against number three. That's Ray. Ray will pick up his first third team foul on the Indians. Deadman checks in, and Gerlitz sits down for a Grants pass. Cavemen with a six-point lead, 13-7. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Trailer. Trailer gives it back to Rosetta. Rosetta comes up against a big guy, drives down the right-hand side, stops on the wing. Bolt pass way out front to Deadman for three, off the back of the air, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta puts it back up and in, and Rosetta's got four. 15-7, Grants pass by eight. Long pass down the floor to for the Tornado. Ball left-hand side to Nunez. Nunez back out front to Robinson. Robinson at the top of the key. Head fakes. Drives all the way down. Elevates off glass. Won't go. Again, the rebound slapped out of bounds. Big battle for it. Comes out of bounds off of number 21, Poole. So it'll be Grants pass ball inbounds from the inline far into the floor against token pressure this time. Now the pressure becomes full as Trailer gets the ball inbounds to Rosetta. Right-hand side, let some of the pressure fall back a little bit. He's working one-on-one against Poole. They know each other well. On the drive down the right-hand side, all the way. Lays one up off glass. Wouldn't go. Couldn't get the layup. Trailer tries for the steal, but certainly slows down the break. Number three with the basketball, bringing it down. That's Leah, or Rhea. Right-hand side. Man wants to drive. Can't get by the Grants Pass zone. Kicks the ball down low on the baseline to Poole. Back out on the wing. Bumps once. Back down low. It'll be Grants Pass ball. And, oh, it's going to be Indians ball in, but Indians. It's got to be Tornado ball inbounds in the end line. They're into the floor. Bronx Ely checks in for a Grants pass, so the Bronx is on. We just use his first name. He's got a cousin with the same last name. Inbounds play left hand side. Off, no good. And that quickly, I think Deadman has a shot by his name. That's the call. So Deadman will pick up his first infraction and going to the free throw line. Quinn Scott's first shot is up and good. That's the first free throw we've seen him make in a game in about 6 minutes. One more shot. Up and good. He finds two at the free throw line, and it's 15-9. Grant's Pass still in the lead. Rosette in the backcourt, slides the ball down the left-hand side, drives by the trap, kicks the ball back out front to Traylor. Traylor spins, looks for help, kicks it right-hand side to Ely. Bounce pass down low to Traylor on the cut, goes to the glass, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line, missed the shot, but because he was fouled, and the foul called on number three, Rhea. He has two fourth team foul on the Tornado. Traylor goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Patterson returns to the lineup for the Tornado. One more shot coming for Traylor. He got his first one of the basketball game. It's 16-9. Grant's Pass in the lead. Shot is up and good. As Traylor finds two at the charity stripe, it's 17-9. Tornado comes right back. Ball in the hands of Nunez. Drives to the right-hand side. Loses the basketball. Stolen away by Deadman. Lead pass out to Traylor. Traylor goes all the way over the front edge of the glass, and it's good. And Traylor's first field goal. He's got four in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead by 10. Out front with the basketball. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Three-point attempt on the way off. No good. Rebound Deadman for Grant's Pass. Out quickly to McKittrick and Grady. Lead pass up to Rosetta. Left-hand side on the wing. Down low in the corner to Traylor. Traylor back out on the wing. Shovels out in the front court to McKittrick. Right-hand side then to Deadman. Back to McKittrick. Left-hand side on the wing. McKittrick looks down low for a cutter. Bronx goes there. Can't get to him, though. Ball back right-hand side to Deadman. Deadman head fakes. Comes back. Finds a lane. Goes to the bucket. It's slapped away out of bounds. Going to be Grant's Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Clean block. It was high in the air, and the defender just took it out of the air. So Rosetta will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen once again put two men across the free throw line. Then they'll go into a cut to the bucket to Bronx. Down low into the corner then to McKittrick. Missed the three. Off no good. Poole rebounds. Outlet goes to Robinson. Robinson comes back three on three. Right-hand side. Kicks the ball out left-hand side to Poole. Head fakes. Tries to get in the paint all the way. And I think he traveled. Or no. Foul going to be called. So Rosetta will pick up that foul. And Poole will get one opportunity here. Shot is up. And in and out. Won't go. Rosetta brings the ball back down the floor. 19-11. Grant's Pass with the lead. A minute 20 to play first period. Ball right-hand side, lob left-hand side to Traylor. Gets in the paint all the way. Lays one off glass. It's good. Traylor's quick move, and he's got 6 points in the basketball game. 21-11. Grant's Pass still leading by 10. Ball out front down the or on the wing. The hands of Robinson. Gives the ball up front then to Zimmer. Shot is up. Going to the bucket. I think this one's going to be on Bronx. We'll see. That's the call. So Bronx will pick up his first fourth team foul on the Cavemen. Inbounds play from the inline for the Tornado. Coming from Robinson and... No, we're allowed to travel the baseline on that one. So the ball goes right back to the Cavemen. Traylor will make the inbounds play. Got McKittrick almost broid open in the backcourt. Back left-hand side to Rosetta. Back over to McKittrick. Still in the backcourt against full court pressure. Grady drives, kicks the ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Lead pass up left-hand side to Deadman. Travels the baseline, kicks it to Bronx right-hand side. Three on the way. Off, no good. Rebound, taken down by Rosetta. Turns, wants to attack. Gets back in the paint. Kicks it back out to McKittrick for three. Good. And McKittrick now has eight in the basketball game. 24-11. Grant's Pass leading. Out front with the basketball is Robinson. Gives the ball up quickly to Scott. Scott, top of the key, right-hand side. On the wing to zero. This is Harris. Loses the basketball. Stolen away by Deadman. Gives it right back to Rosetta. And the Cane Band come back with just seconds left here in the first period. All brought to you by Moser Paving this first period. Call them at 479-2424. Rosetta out front. 6 seconds on the clock. Drives the right-hand side and draws the foul. Oh. It was a time violation. didn't be aggressive enough within 10 seconds. Branson Young checks in for his first action tonight. As Rosetta gets a little breather, last 4 seconds of this period, inbounds play to Robinson, drives, kicks the ball left-hand side. Loose basketball, shot is up at the buzzer, off no good. That's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen leading by 13, 24-11. We'll be back with the second period after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
A reminder that first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Now, second quarter going to be brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked all the time for ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories, and they are your suppressor experts, ladies and gentlemen. Black Flag Armory. North Bedford going to bring the ball inbounds to get play started here in the second period. On the alternate possession rule, Caveman show man-to-man defense at least initially. Ball goes into the backcourt to Robinson. We're right back at it. Robinson into the forecourt, picked up by Traylor. Left-hand side quickly, then back down low, and a man being fronted by Dedman. Slapped away. Dedman was fronting Robinson. Robinson's so quick, that is a tough call to make. Inbounds play goes right-hand side to Harris. And a shot is up off by Robinson. Picked up by Young. Young brings gives the ball back to Traylor. Traylor into the forecourt. The Cavemen come back looking for more now. Ball pass right-hand side. Down low to Young. Young gives the ball off again to... they called him for a travel. And McKittrick can't believe it. Had a couple of words for the official. Was just asking nicely, it appears. They are calling that extremely close. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Tornado goes to Robinson. Picked up by Traylor. Drives left-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Harris. Harris ball right-hand side. Back out front quickly to Patterson. Patterson left-hand side quickly. Ball slapped away by Dedman out of bounds. But it'll be Tornado ball inbounds just in front of the Caveman bench. 24-11 the score here in the second period. Ball goes in the backcourt on the inbounds play to Robinson. Crosses the timeline. Traylor comes right after him. Drives left-hand side. Hands the ball off to Harris. Back left-hand side to Patterson. Back to Robinson, top of the key. Gets a good bump from Dedman. Dedman steals it out in front of everybody. Goes all the way. Lays one up and good. And Dedman gets his first two of the basketball game. And it's 26-11. Long pass down left-hand side. Gives the ball inside quickly. Double team. Stolen away. Young fights for it. They go to the floor. Whistle stops the action. If Young gets up, he's all right. And the foul goes against the Tornadoes, number five, Jackson Zimmer. His first of the basketball game. Caveman gets the ball inbounds quickly to Traylor into the forecourt that quick. Traylor out front, kicks the ball right hand side to Dedman. And the cut to McKittrick. Left hand side ball slapped away and stolen by Harris. Harris right-hand side, long pass to Robinson. Robinson into the forecourt. Surrounded by Traylor, can't move anything. Gives the ball back to Harris between the circles. Drives right-hand side, looks down low for a cutter. Can't find anyone. Back out front quickly to Patterson. Patterson with the basketball. The corner right-hand side to Harris. Harris puts the ball on the floor once, spins, wants to go to the baseline. Loses the ball momentarily. Drives the baseline, puts one up off glass. It's good, and a foul called underneath, I believe. Young did draw the foul, so that's the first on Young in a while. Nunez checks back in. for the Tornado. And at the free throw line right now is Demarius Harris. 1 2-point field goal. That's how much he scored in the first game. Shot is up this time from the free throw line. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Indians. They kick it left-hand side to Nunez, who launches a three. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Robinson in the corner. Back out front. Top of the key. Long three is up. In and out. It won't go. High for the rebound this time was Traylor. Outlet comes to McKittrick down the right-hand side. Has room in the paint. Goes all the way. Left-hand side to Young. Then to right-hand side to Dedman. Back out front to Traylor. Back to McKittrick for three from the wing. Just short off. No good. Rebound Traylor. Left-hand side then to Dedman. And Dedman takes it back outside in the corner left-hand side. Still moving in the basketball. Has room. Kicks the ball out front. Stole it away, though, by Robinson. Lead pass right-hand side. Man goes hard to the glass. It's up and good. Half foul called. So Patterson will pick up his first 2 points of the basketball game. It's 26-15 now. Foul called on Connolly. That'll be his first of the basketball game. Dedman sits down. So does Connolly. Came in on the floor. Have Gerlitz, Young, Traylor, Rosetta, and McKittrick. And at the free throw line number one, Patterson shot is up and good. So he gets a three-point swing. It's 26-16. Grants pass still by 10. 5:39 to play in the half. On the drive, Rosetta comes all the way to the free throw line, all the way down. Clips it left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick just too close. He can't get that one up and down. Rebound Tornado. Robinson left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. That is off. No good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Reads the floor. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Comes back. Stops out front. Bullet pass down low. Gets the ball quickly right-hand side to is that Young? Young down low, double-teamed, and tied up for a jump ball on the alternate possession rule. It's Grants Pass's basketball. 5:11 left to play here in the first half. 26-16, Grants Pass by 10 over the Black Tornado. Traylor will make the inbounds play from the end line. Comes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick puts the ball on the floor. Bounce pass, tried to get it inside to Rosetta at a low post. Bounced off the foot, though, of Robinson. It'll be McKittrick bringing the ball inbounds from the sideline just in front of the Tornado bench. Back out front quickly to Young. Gives the ball right back to McKittrick. McKittrick drives top of the key. Kicks it left-hand side to Bronx. Bronx for three and nails it. The Bronx gets his first one from beyond the arc. The Cavemen lead at 29-16. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Robinson. Hands off to Harris. Harris wants to get by Young. Can't do it. Back to Robinson in the corner. Back out front. Three-point attempt is good by Patterson. Patterson gets his first. He's got 6 points in the basketball game now. 29-19. Still a 10-point lead for Grants Pass. Traylor into the forecourt on the drive. Draws the double team. Right-hand side then to Patterson. Patterson is fouled. I don't think he'll go to the free throw line, though. Couldn't get the shot up in time. About number five draws that foul. That's Zimmer. That'll be his second team foul on the Indians. Cayman bring the ball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. Traylor will make the play. Timeout by the Cayman. A look at the scoreboard with 4:30 left to play. It is 29-19 as the Cayman call timeout with a 10-point lead. And we'll be back right after this 30-second Cayman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. The Cavemen sending back out Rosetta, Young, Gerlitz, Traylor, and McKittrick. I put a picket fence along the free throw line. Ball comes in right-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Back to Traylor for three from the wing. Hits it off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Tornado. Tornado put the ball on the floor. Comes down out between the circles now. That's Ray with the basketball. Free throw line, Elovic shot is up, well short, falls into the hands of McKittrick. Long pass up to Rosetta. Rosetta all alone goes to the bucket and loses the basketball. 29-19, Cayman cannot execute a fast break. 29-19, 4:07 to play, first half. Cayman by 10. Ball in the hands of the Indians. Robinson, as he comes across the timeline, goes left-hand side quickly to number one Zimmer. Make that Patterson. Left-hand side then to Nunez. Nunez, little backhanded layup, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Young. Kicks it back to McKittrick, and McKittrick brings the ball down the floor. It's a ball up to Young. Shovels right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor loses the basketball, picked up, though, by the Indians. The Indians, they come back on the attack, left-hand side of the Tornado. Shot is up and good by number one, Patterson. Patterson has eight. Traylor brings the ball right back down for the Cayman. Flips it left-hand side to McKittrick. He's got room left-hand side to Gerlitz. Back out to McKittrick for three, and he nails his second three of the night. He's got 11 in the basketball game, 32-21 right now. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Robinson, out front to Harris. Right-hand side then to Patterson. Ball to Nunez, Nunez to Robinson. Robinson kicks the ball out front, right-hand side. Head fakes, wants to drive, can't get by the defense, flips it in the corner to Harris. Bounce pass down low on the end line. It'll be Grant's fast ball inbounds as he stepped out on that white line there. Bronx comes back in, and Gerlitz sits down. Yeah, 32-21, 2:57 to play. And Berg will also check in, and Young will sit down. McKittrick gets the ball inbounds in the backcourt to Traylor. Against significant pressure. Traylor drives by it, though, right into the free throw line. Kicks the ball right inside in the corner to Bronx for another three, and it's good. Healy has six, and the Cayman lead at 35-21. Ball out front down the hands of the Tornado. Ball right-hand side, gives it to Robinson. Robinson slides down, gives the ball inside. Shot is up and rolled off. Finally picked up and floated back up again by the Tornado. Ball left-hand side then by Poole. Gets the three. Poole has six or 3 points to make that 5 points in the basketball game. It's high math, folks. Traylor in the backcourt drives, loses the basketball out of bounds. 35-24, Cayman turnovers. Again, a factor so far. 35-24, 2:12 to play. Ball in the backcourt in the hands of Robinson for the Tornado. Crosses the timeline right front court. Berg comes after him. Sees Berg coming, gets rid of it. Ball goes right-hand side, then back out front. Back left-hand side to Robinson, to the top of the key to Nunez. Wants to drive, can't. Robinson picks it up on the wing. Kicks it back left-hand side to Nunez. Nunez looks down low. Ball is deflected. There's a fight for it. Man wins the fight, goes hard to the glass, and is fouled from behind, probably by McKittrick. Went up, tried to take the ball out of his hands from the back. So McKittrick will pick up his first of the basketball game. And at the free throw line, number three, Liam Ray. He has 2 points. First trip to the free throw line. He was 3 of 4 back in January at his home, on his home court. Shot is up, rattle it in, and out wouldn't go. 35-24, Grant's pass by 11. 1:51 to play, first half. One more shot coming for Ray. It's up and good this time. He's got 3 points in the basketball game. It's 35-25. And Traylor lost the ball in the backcourt again. Picked up, though, by Rosetta. On the drive, comes back between the circles. Looks left and right. Bullet pass down low. Intended for Bronx. It was deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. Traylor will make the play. Check that. It'll be McKittrick making the play. Ball comes into Traylor. Back out front to Bronx. Right-hand side to Berg on the wing. Then to Traylor. Check that to McKittrick. McKittrick wants to do a penetrate. Shoots another three. This one's just off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Tornado. Ball right-hand side to Nunez. Into the forecourt quickly. Berg slows him down. Top of the key. 22-footer on the way. Off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bronx. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Bounce pass right-hand side. Bounce right back to him. Flips the ball over the competition to Berg. Berg all the way hard to the glass. Won't go. Rebound by Robinson. Lead pass out right-hand side to Ray. Ray comes back down in the paint. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound controlled by McKittrick. He'll slow things down. Nunez comes after him. Tries to drive by him. There's a double team in the backcourt. Pass up, stolen away. Ball comes around the right-hand side. Shot is up off glass. Won't go. Back up by Ray. It's good. And Ray has 5 points in the basketball game. Turnovers hurting the Cavemen right now. McKittrick in the backcourt with the basketball. Sees the pressure form at the timeline. Comes up to it. Throws by it to Berg. Berg corner left-hand side to Bronk. Bronk right-hand side to Traylor in the paint. Puts one up. Off no good. But he was fouled, I believe, by Poole. We'll double-check it. As the it is Poole. So Poole will pick up his first third team foul on the Tornado. Traylor goes to the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 so far. 6 points in the basketball game. Shot is up. Good. 7 points for Traylor. I keep saying Indians. It's the color of the uniforms. The Roseburg Indians used to wear that same traveling uniform color. We apologize. We're playing the Indians tonight, folks. You know, we're playing the Tornado. One more shot coming for James Traylor. Shot is up and good. 8 points for the young man. 37-27. Half minute to play. Timeout called by head coach Blankenhorn for the Tornado. 33.6 seconds left. It's 37-27. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. 37-27, 33.6 seconds left here in the first half. Cavemen leading by 10, once again, 37-27. Rally squad, the number two rally squad in the state, just came back from competition, getting ready to perform at the halftime here. Should be a crowd pleaser for the folks. And it's basketball inbounds in the backcourt, comes to Robinson, 32 seconds, clock is running. Walks into the forecourt right now, and Bronx comes after him. Surrounds him just outside the timeline. Ball right-hand side. Man drives into the paint. Little backhanded shot. Blocked out of bounds by Rosetta. It'll be Tornado ball inbounds from the end line. Far into the floor. Just almost in the corner. Harris comes over to make the play. Gets the ball left-hand side to Robinson. Bronx vied for it. Robinson goes to the right hand, right front court. Traylor picks him up there on the shift. Looks for help, and I think we've got a traveling call. Traveling call on Robinson. 9.6 seconds left for the Cavemen to add to a 10-point lead. Let's see if they can convert one here. Inbounds play in the backcourt, comes to Rosetta. Spins, comes down to the forecourt. Right-hand side on the wing, gives the ball up to McKittrick, left-hand side. Top of the key, shoots for three, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound, Poole, outlet at the buzzer, no shot. It's 37-27 at the half. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clousedrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Cape Man.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. The Grants Pass Rally Squad on the floor performing their state routine for the home fans here. That's got them second place in the state. 37-27, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead the Black Tornado of North Medford High School. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period 24-11. We're actually outscored in the second period 13-16, but still lead right now 37-27. Grants Pass scoring came on 14 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They are 4-for-4 from the free throw line. We're whistled for 7 fouls compared to the Black Tornadoes. 10 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 5-of-8 from the free throw line. That's 62%. And they were whistled for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fouls. So fouls about even. We'll run down individual numbers and we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back. The routines continue here for the rally squad. Let's run down the numbers first of all for the North Medford Black Tornado. In a starting role, Jackson Zimmer has 2 fouls. Demarius Harris came off the bench and picked up 1 2-point field goal, missed a free throw, no fouls. Let's see, Zach Robinson didn't figure to my scoring line, picked up 1 foul for the Tornado. He's handled the ball an awful lot. Brady Patterson, 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, has 1-for-1 at the free throw line, counting for 8 points and a single foul. Tahu Poole, 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3. He has missed a free throw. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Liam Ray, 2 field goals, 1-for-2 at the free throw line, 5 points and 2 fouls. And Brian Nunez, 5 points on 2 field goals and 1-for-1 shooting from the free throw line. We'll run down the Grants Pass scoring for you right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Here at Heater Newman Gym, they are now honoring the seniors out of the rally squad right now. And I apologize, I just don't know these young ladies. At any rate, for the Grants Pass Cayman, Preston Gerlich got the start tonight, has 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Bronx Ely came off the bench with 2 threes. He's got 6 points and a single foul. Caden Dedman, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Weston Berg has not scored or been whistled for a foul. Branson Young back to action, but Hasn't figured into my scoring line. Did pick up a single foul. James Traylor, 2 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 8 points, and no fouls. Grady McKittrick has 4 field goals, 3 of them 3s. That's 11 points, and he has 1 foul. And Jordan Rosetta, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. The Cavemen lead it, though, by 10, 37-27. And let's see what's going on the floor. We're still honoring those young ladies from the rally squad, the seniors graduating this year. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're continuing to introduce the seniors out of the rally squad. And I believe we just know we still have some more to go. At any rate, congratulations to all the seniors. Don't forget, this is a doubleheader night, ladies and gentlemen. Following this game, the Lady Cavers take on the Black Tornado also. Now, the Lady Cavers are in a position perhaps to pick up a home playoff game. So we'll hope that that happens. Regardless, and depending on how the schedule happens, we will try to also pick up the Lady Cavers postseason play here on KAJO Radio. That's in the works right now as we speak. So cross your fingers, root for the Lady Cavers. They're coming up once again right after this game. At the half, though, it's 37-27. It's the Caveman and Tornado. Caveman lead it by 10. We'll be back with more after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Both teams now on the floor taking some warm-up shots. They stopped the halftime clock to at about the three-minute mark to make sure these young men had time to loosen up those muscles, get warmed up to start the second half. Second half, the Cavemen lead right now 37-27, led 24-11 at the end of the first period, and were outscored actually in the second period 16-13 to make the margin 10, 37-27. So we'll see who the Cavemen send out. They started all the seniors, which is not their normal starting rotation. We'll see who they send out to start the second half. 37-27, although we did see Kingston Connolly come up and acquit himself pretty well. 4 points in the basketball game in the first period. Also returning to the lineup, 6'3 sophomore Branson Young. And he also was acquitting himself, although not as aggressively as he had been in the past. Looks a little thinner. Coach said he had lost some weight with that two-week bout of sickness that he had there, but good to see them all back out on the floor. A About a minute to go, folks. We'll take a deep breath. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Third quarter going to be brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass and Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. Kelly's, tip of the hat, Kelly's. Gave away all that peanut butter and jelly they had. How many thousand sandwiches can you think of making out of it? All right, coming back right now, the cavemen have yet to return to the floor. The tornado sent out, it appears to be their same starters as they started with in the first period. Let's see who the cavemen send out. And it will be Berg, Rosetta. Same starters include all four seniors, including Conley and Gerlitz. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Tornado. Gets the ball out to Robinson. Comes right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Nunez. Back to Robinson on the wing, right-hand side. Back out front quickly to number three, Ray. Drives the left-hand side. Gives the ball up to got to Nunez. Nunez with the basketball out front. Can't get by the defense. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner for Ray. Shot is up for three, off no good. High for the rebound. Number four, Kingston Connolly. Gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Rosetta behind the back. Almost loses the dribble. Shovels ahead. Again to Connolly, left front court. Connolly slides the right-hand side. Off to Berg. Berg right-hand side, then to Big Kittrick. Right-hand side. Elevates 15-footer on the way, and it's good. So McKittrick has 13 in the basketball game, and it's 39-37. Robinson for the Tornado out front. Top of the key. Hands the ball off right-hand side and runs right into Berg, and Berg was moving, so Berg will draw the foul. First foul on anybody here in the second half. Inbounds play for the Tornado coming from the sideline in between the scorer's table and their own bench. Goes into the backcourt, then to Robinson, into the forecourt. Between the circles, off to the wing, left-hand side. Licks in the corner, gives the ball off to Ray. Ray out front with the basketball. Goes between the legs with the dribble to the free throw line. Elevate, shot is up from there. Off the back of the air and off, no good. High for the board is Rosetta. Takes it down the right-hand side. Picks it up, still keeps the dribble alive. Down to the forecourt, ball left-hand side, then to Conley. Down low to McKittrick. McKittrick wants to drive along the baseline, does. Bumps in, spins, fires, it's up and good. Have a four-footer. He's got 15 in the basketball game. It's 41-27. Robinson comes down right-hand side. Drops the ball off right-hand side to number one. That's Patterson. Back out front to Pohl. Goes up. Shot is up and good for number five. That's Zimmer. His first field goal of the night. 41-29, 6:13 to play. We're in the third period. You listen to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Rosetta double-teamed on the right-hand side. Back out front to Berg. Right-hand side to McKittrick. Down low then to Gerlitz turns and fires, and Gerlitz gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four, 43-29. Robinson into the forecourt now for the Tornado. Left-hand side gives the ball up to Nunez. Nunez wants to drive, comes down the paint all the way. Underhanded layup is good for Nunez. And Nunez gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points. 43-31, 5:41 on the clock. Third period action here from Heater Newman Gym. First game of a doubleheader tonight. Ball right-hand side to McKittrick, left-hand side then to Connolly. Connolly with the basketball, comes to the top of the key, down low to Rosetta. Large the glass, it's good. And Rosetta's third field goal of the night, he's got six. 45-31, 5:22 to play. In the backcourt, it's Ray with the basketball, wants to drive, can't do it. Left-hand side to Nunez. Nunez outside the Grants Pass defense. On the wing, left-hand side, surrounded by Rosetta. Gives the ball back out front. Back left-hand side to Nunez. Elevates for three, had room this time, and it's good. So Nunez gets his 10th point in the basketball game. It's 45-34. Grants pass by 11, 5 minutes to play. Timeout on the floor. I look at the scoreboard once again. It is 45-34. We'll be back here in the third period with more right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Caveman back out on the floor that quickly. And it's McKittrick, Trailer, Berg, Gerlitz, and Rosetta. Caveman basketball inbounds in the backcourt, far into the floor for Grant's pass against full court pressure, it appears. And McKittrick gets the ball in to Rosetta, back to McKittrick. Pressure falls back. Robinson keeps everybody honest. There's still a trap in the backcourt. Back to Rosetta, or to McKittrick. Drives into the forecourt. Trapped there, back right-hand side to Trailer. Trailer down low in the corner, right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz looks left and right. Surrounded there, back out front to McKittrick. High post into Rosetta. Spins it, fires from the free throw line. It's just off, no good. Trailer rebounds, gives it to Bronx, coming from the top of the key, off, no good. Rebound, Rosetta gets a man up in the air, puts it up himself, and his fourth field goal. He's got 8 in the basketball game. And in the inbounds play, the Tornado stepped over the end line. It's grass pass ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. 47-34, 4:32 to play, third period. Rosetta comes over to make the play. And Caveman once again put that picket fence across the free throw line. Trailer trips out of that right-hand side on the wing. Came tied. Tried to get the ball back down low to Rosetta, who had just stepped in for making the inbounds play. But he was fronted by number 5, Zimmer. Ball slapped out of bounds, so it's still Grants Pass ball inbounds. Again, they go for that same play. Ball right-hand side, then to Trailer. Trailer brings it back out on the wing, right-hand side, looking for somebody inside. Goes to the corner, right-hand side to Berg. Berg comes out. Good pass inside to McKittrick. Can't get a shot off. Breaking from the top of the key is Bronx. Goes up and puts it in. Check that. That was Berg. Ball right-hand side. Ball kicked out front. Right-hand side, spins, comes back left-hand side to Ray in the paint. Spins and fires, and it's good for Ray. Berg right-hand side, goes down corner right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz flips the ball way out front to Rosetta. Rosetta, the Trailer, in the paint. Shovels down low to Berg, kicks it right-hand side to Gerlitz for 3, misses everything right into the hands of Robinson. Robinson goes by, and silly foul by Rosetta. Just tried to reach in and grab the ball. Caught him on the wrist. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the night. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman in this period. Dedman checks in for Grants Pass, and Bronx checks in, and Gerlitz and Berg sit down. And the backcourt, here comes Robinson. Robinson across the timeline now, picked up there by Bronx. Gives the ball up to Ray. Top of the key, fires the 3. It's off, no good. Rebound, controlled by Dedman. Gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Lead pass to Trailer down the right-hand side. Trailer out front with the basketball. On the wing, bolt pass left-hand side. Then in the corner to Bronx for 3. It's just off, no good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Patterson down the right-hand side. Gives the ball in the corner to Ray. Ray in the paint. Goes hard to the glass. It's up and good. And Ray has 9 points in the basketball game. And a traveling call on Grants Pass. And that's the second traveling call on McKittrick. And McKittrick is asking the official, what are you doing? Why are you calling me for that? He's still not happy with it. 49-38. Grants Pass by 11. Inbounds play for the Tornado from the end line, their end of the floor. Robinson will make the play as they go into their shuffle. Ball out front, top of the gate, quickly to Patterson, left-hand side quickly to Ray. Down low, man, all alone. Somebody missed an assignment. So Patterson picks up his fourth field goal. He's got 10 points of the game on the drive. Dedmon double team, stripped to the basketball. They lead it back down. Shot is up and good by Patterson. And Patterson now with 12 points in the basketball game. In the backcourt, again, a foul called on Robinson as he drove for the foul. So Robinson will pick up the infraction. His second of the night. First team foul on the Indians. Inbounds play. Comes to McKittrick. Trapped just inside the timeline. Ball out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta holds basketball. Flips it right-hand side to Bronx. Then on the wing to Traylor. Pumps once. Doesn't pull the trigger. Back in the corner to McKittrick, who does pull the trigger. It's off. No good. Rebound. Rosetta in the paint. Tries to go up with a shot. It's off. No good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So the foul going to be called on number five. That's Zimmer. So that's his third of the basketball game. At the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta. 76.2% free throw shooter so far on the season, according to my stats. He goes to the free throw line. Two more dribbles, one more dribble. Now, deep breath. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Nothing but net. That's his ninth point. Poole checks in for Robinson, and he goes to the bench for the Indian, for the Indians, for, for the Tornado. 50-42, Grants Pass with the lead, 2:16 to play here in the third period. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Shot is coming up, shot is up, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound still being contested. Finally comes down in the hands of Nunez. Left-hand side. Traylor keeps him honest in the backcourt. Comes up to the timeline. Drives to the right-hand side at the top of the key. Goes all the way down. Kicks it in the corner. Shot is up for three, and it's up and good by Brady Patterson. That's his second three of the night. He's got 15 points in the basketball game. And it's 50-45 that quickly. Ball comes down to left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon right to McKittrick. Out front to Traylor. In the paint then to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass. And he's got 11 on the contest, 52-45. Here comes Harris down with the basketball for the Tornado. Right-hand side in the corner for Poole. Missed the three, and a whistle stops the action. This one looks like it's going to be against the Dedmon. And Dedmon just walking to the bench. Walks over and talks with Coach Olson. Just came straight off. Young checks in for him. 52-45, Grants Pass by 7. Tornado ball inbounds in the inline. And it comes, I post to Poole. Poole spins in the paint. Goes up with the shot, and it is good. So Poole has 9 in the basketball game now. Make that 8. Long pass from Rosetta into the forecourt. Back to Rosetta. He comes in the right front court. Left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low for a cutter. Flips it high post then to Rosetta. Down low to Young. Young spins into the paint. Elevates. Goes up with the shot. That is good. And Young gets his first field goal tonight. 54-47. Last minute of the play here in the third. On the drive, right-hand side, Nunez goes all the way. Off glass. Won't go. Board cleared by Rosetta. And he puts the ball on the floor. Less than 50 seconds to Traylor, left-hand side, still in the backcourt, back right-hand side to Rosetta. Into the forecourt quickly down the right-hand sideline. Double team, kicks the ball back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick, left-hand side to Bronx. Bronx on the wing, left. Lobs the pass into the rally squad on the right-hand side. That's out of bounds. Goes back to the Tornado. 54-47, Grants Pass still has the lead. 30 seconds left here in the period. Nunez walks the ball down. Traylor will pick him up right at the timeline. Crosses right at center court. Traylor with him. 23 seconds on the clock. Spence comes back right hand side. They're going to call Traylor for a foul. Their feet got tangled. No. Timeout called. 54-47. 20.8 seconds left here. And we'll be back, folks, if they'll tell me, right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford.
The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. 54-47. Cavemen lead here. The end of the third period. 20 seconds left in that stanza. Inbounds play comes into the backcourt. Quickly to Nunez for the Tornado. Crosses the timeline at center court with 16 seconds left. Clock is still running. Bounce pass left-hand side. On the wing, man looking for a cutter. Crosses left to right. To the right-hand side. Wants to drive. Goes to the baseline. Surrounded there by back out front quickly to Nunez. And away from the action, well, there was action there. I think we've got a foul called on Bronx. And the officials. No, it was offensive. Tahoe Poole will pick up his second. And it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line. Far end of the floor with 4.2 seconds left. How fast can the Cavemen get it down the court? Let's see. 54-47. Rosetta makes the inbounds play. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor comes down through traffic to the timeline, launches at the half-court mark, just misses. 54-47 at the end of three. Back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday. And noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Give them a call, 541-476-2133, and have your favorite pizza delivered. Might have it here before the end of this game. 8 minutes on the clock right now to start the fourth period. Grants Pass's 15-point lead earlier has shrunk down to 54-47. Been outscored the last two periods, lost the second period, the third period, 20-17. Caveman ball to start the action, though, goes into the backcourt to McKittrick. Drives across the timeline, left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Traylor. Traylor left-hand side on the wing, back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta between the circles, goes back right-hand side to Bronx. Bronx on the drive, stops. Right-hand side, gives the ball up to McKittrick. McKittrick right-hand side, double team, back out front to Traylor. Traylor up front with the basketball, drives right-hand side. Goes down low to Rosetta. Rosetta clobbered as he goes to the bucket. Didn't go, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. That's almost like two. Zero gets it. That's Demarius Harris. That's his first. That's his first of the night. Rosetta goes to the free throw line. One for two tonight. 11 points in the basketball game so far. Second set of dribbles. Now one more. Deep breath. There's deep defense. Shot is up. Followed through. It's good. Two of three from the free throw line. 12 points tonight for the junior. Been calling his name so much it's hard to figure him a junior. 47-55. One more for Rosetta. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Good. 3 of 4. 13 points. 56-47. The lead is back to 9. Ray brings the ball down left-hand side. Drops it right-hand side quickly to number 23. That's Scott. Back out front then to Harris. Harris with the basketball. Down low to Ray. Ray tries to get in the paint, being surrounded by Traylor. Traylor steals the ball from him. Tries to put it on the floor himself. Flips the ball up quickly to Bronx. Bronx down the wing, right inside. Has a lane. Comes down. Drops it off right-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon follows him into the paint. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound, Rosetta. Goes up with the shot again twice. And is fouled again. Let's see. Going to get him back on the free throw line for two. Foul going to be called on. Zero. That's Harris. Harris will pick up his second. And again, Rosetta goes to the free throw line. 3 of 4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. 13 points in the basketball game. Second set of dribbles. One more. Deep breath. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. And good. One more. 7:06 to play in the contest. Second set of dribbles. One dribble. Now the deep breath. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Rattled it in and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound the Tornado. They bring it back on the run. Right-hand side. Stops on the wing. Hands the ball off quickly. Goes to the corner right inside. Launches the three. It's off. Nobody there to catch it except Rosetta. Rosetta hands the ball back to McKittrick. McKittrick walks the ball down uncontested. Crosses the timeline and Ray comes after him. Left-hand side quickly to Traylor. Traylor looks for a cutter in the court. Back out front to Bronx. Right-hand side. Then to McKittrick. McKittrick looking down low. Can't get to Traylor. Goes to the low post to Rosetta. Rosetta looking for Traylor on a cut. Can't get to him. Right side. Now he does inside to McKittrick. McKittrick brings it back out to the wing. Right-hand side. Out front then to Young. Young goes is tripped up. Ball rolls out of bounds. Did we call a foul? No. No foul called. Tornado basketball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. Token pressure in the backcourt. Traylor keeps them honest as Ray brings it into the forecourt, right-hand side. No, it's Ray. He's got bright green shoes. Lime green. Drop of the key. Working against Rosetta. Rosetta surrounds him. Ball comes up left-hand side. Back right-hand side to Ray. Ray controls the basketball. Looks inside. Can't get by Rosetta. Drives right-hand side all the way. Lost the basketball going up. Picked up by McKittrick. And Grady comes back on the run left-hand side. Looks in the paint. Backs away from that. Head fakes. Goes in the corner. Hands the ball off to Bronx. Out front then to Young. Young left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint. Ball stolen away on the pass. Inbound. The Tornado come back on the run. Right-hand side. Flip the ball outside. Shot is up for three and rattled home by number 21, Poole. That's his second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. 56-50, caveman by six here in the fourth period. On the drive, Traylor, free throw line. Drops the ball right-hand side to Rosetta. Bumps what's hard to the glass. Is up and good. His sixth field goal. He's got 16 points in the basketball game. Caveman lead by 8, 58-50. Timeout on the floor, 5:29 left in the contest. I believe that's caveman timeout. We'll be back right after, we'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back. 58-50 the score with 5:29 left to play. Tornado basketball inbounds back into the court. Inbounds play goes to Patterson in the backcourt, being bothered by Bronx all the way. Just keeps him on us, slides into the forecourt. Ball comes right-hand side to Ray. Out front then to Harris, left-hand side to Patterson. Back out front quickly to Poole. Poole can't get by. Poole bumped into McKittrick, and they call the foul on McKittrick. And McKittrick frustrated again. He was frustrated last Friday at Sheldon. Under control, though. Inbounds play for the Tornado. Goes to the center circle. Man picks a ball up there, comes back right-hand side, slapped away by Traylor out of bounds. Once again, it'll be tornado ball inbounds in between the scorer's table and his own bench. Into the backcourt it goes. Bronx almost got the steal. Addison brings it back, kicks it left-hand side to Nunez. Pardon me, to Poole. Poole left-hand side, down low to Ray. Deflected, though, by Traylor, picked up by Rosetta. Came and forced the turnover there. Gives the ball back to McKittrick out between the circles. Wants to drive by the right-hand side. Top of the key. Gives the ball up to Rosetta. Right-hand side. Jordan looking for help. Rosetta spins. Gives the ball up right-hand side then to Bronx. Out front quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick head fake. Top of the key. Launches the three. In and out. Won't go. Rebound taken down once again by Patterson. Brings it back on the fly for the tornado. Left-hand side. Ball comes right. Back left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Scott. Scott drives. Lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Gerlitz checks in, and Young sits down. Young coming off a couple of weeks of sickness. Looks like he's almost back to normal. Traylor going to make the inbounds play, and does so to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side. Big man comes after him, forces the ball out of bounds. Still going to be Grant's best ball inbounds. So Rosetta will make the play almost in the half-court mark. Has McKittrick in the backcourt. Harris comes down to bother him. And they got it in, and the official said, wait a minute, we got to get another man in. As Nunez checks back in for the tornado. And again, the ball comes in backcourt to McKittrick. McKittrick into the forecourt, left-hand side. Spins, comes back to the right-hand side. Down low to Traylor. Lays it up and in. And Traylor gets his 10th point in the basketball game. On the drive, right-hand side. It's Ray. Stripped of the basketball by Bronx. Picked up, though, by Rosetta. Gives the ball back to McKittrick. And it's 60-50. Grants pass again by 10. Ball left-hand side to Gerlitz. Left front court. Drives the right-hand side. Looks for help. Finds McKittrick on the wing, right-hand side. Little head fake. Drives to the free throw line. Elevates. Gets a man up in the air. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Puts up at a shot. No good. Taken down by Nunez. Nunez back on the run. Right hand side. Rosetta tries to get up. Man drives hard to the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Fought for by Traylor. Whistle stops the action. He was vying for it with Ray. And they're going to call a foul on Ray. So Ray will pick up his third of the night, third team foul this period on the tornado. Grant's best ball inbounds from the inline with a 10-point lead, 3.5 minutes to play. Traylor gets the ball inbounds to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor, protects it, coming down the right-hand side. Double-teamed in the backcourt, looks for help, and finds McKittrick. McKittrick into the forecourt quickly, left-hand side to Bronx. Didn't have time for the three, back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick flips the ball right-hand side, then to Traylor. Traylor holds the ball, looks down low, begins to move with it out front. Slides to left-hand side, still at the top of the key. Shovels right back to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor, drives the free throw line. Looked like he wanted the three, didn't take the shot. Back out front to Traylor. Right-hand side, back to Rosetta in the paint. Shot is up at the buzzer just before the shot clock went off. Missed the shot. Rebound the tornado. In the forecourt, Robinson with the basketball, top of the key. Gets a pick, flips the ball left-hand side, though. Man drives, gets in the paint all the way. Lays one up off, no good. High for the rebound was Gerlitz. He was rim high. In the backcourt, McKittrick gets the ball up quickly to Traylor. Traylor down low to Rosetta. Goes hard to the glass, shot is up, off, no good. But he was fouled, at least the whistle stopped the action. I think they're going to call a foul again. So Rosetta will go back to the free throw line. Foul is on number one. That's Patterson. Patterson will pick up his second. And Jordan Rosetta goes to the free throw line. 4 of 6 tonight with 16 points in the basketball game. His team leading by 10 with 2:21 to play. Second set of dribbles. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but net. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. One more shot coming for Jordan. Two dribbles, one more dribble. There it is. Now the deep breath. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Rims and out. No good. But rebounded by Gerlitz, did he control it on long? Didn't control it along the inline. It'll go back to the Tornado. The 11-point lead for Grants Pass with 2:18 to play. That's not a safe lead against this team who can't hit some threes. Robinson into the forecourt now to the right-hand side. Gerlitz comes after him. Hands the ball off quickly to Nunez. Back to Robinson, right-hand side. Robinson on the wing. Out front to Ray. Left-hand side in the corner to Nunez for three. It's good. Nunez with 13 points in the basketball game. It's 53-61. Inside of 2 minutes to play. In the backcourt, Traylor drives into the forecourt through traffic on the right-hand side. Gives it to Rosetta, cutting from the corner left-hand side. Has room, kisses it off glass, won't go. Put back up and in, though, by Traylor. Traylor will pick up his 12th point in the basketball game. On the fly, here comes Robinson, right-hand side in the corner to Ray, down low. Ball lost out of bounds. I think it's still going to be Tornado basketball off of McKittrick. 1:39 to play, 63-53. Inbounds play coming from Robinson for the Tornado. Their end of the floor. They'll flip it left-hand side in the corner on the wing. Back out top of the key to Nunez. Nunez surrounded by McKittrick. Then backs away into the forecourt right-hand side. Looks for room. And elevates him about 23 feet. It's off. No good. Rebound. Rosetta gives the ball right back to McKittrick. Still bothered in the backcourt. The minute 19 to play. McKittrick has the ball stolen away by Robinson. Just took it away from him. Flips it right-hand side in the corner. Shot is up for three. It's good. So Zimmer with the three. He's got five in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard here. It is 63-56. Grants Pass with the lead with a minute 10 to play. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. 63-56. Grants Pass with the lead and the basketball. A minute 10 to play. Traylor will make the inbounds play for the Cavemen in the backcourt against full court pressure. Gets the ball into Bronx. Immediately triple team. Stripped of the basketball. Goes back up with a shot that is blocked partially by Traylor. They're probably going to call Traylor with a foul. Looks like he got mostly ball to me. But that's the call. So Traylor will pick up his first of the basketball game. And going to the free throw line is Liam Ray. Ray was 3 of 4 from the free throw line in North Medford. He hits this one. That gives him 2 of 3 tonight from the charity stripe. And cuts the lead to 63-57. One more shot coming. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands of McKittrick to Rosetta, right-hand side. And bothered and fouled by number 5, Zimmer. Zimmer will pick up his fourth of the basketball game. And that's the, is that the fifth foul? 1, 2, 3, 4. That is the fifth foul. Going to the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta. 5 of 7 from the free throw line with 17 points tonight. A minute 1 left to play. This minute's going to be a long time, folks. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but net. 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 18 points for Rosetta. His average is about 16.6. His high, 31. One more shot. First set of dribbles. Second set of dribbles. One more. Here it is. Now the deep breath. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Nothing but net. 7 of 9. 65-57. Again, a 10-point lead on the drive. Robinson all the way. Fade away, 8-footer off, no good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Double team, long pass out to Bronx. Goes hard to the glass, lays one up. That is good. And Bronx that quickly. He's got 10 points. 4 mid and double figures for the Cavemen. Long pass down the left-hand side. Ball out front. Shot is up by Zimmer. It is good for 3. So he's got 8 points in the basketball game. And at 67-60, 33 seconds. Inbounds play is all the way to Gerlitz at the timeline. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. And he is, pardon me, McKittrick. And he is mugged. They're going to give it to Zimmer. Zimmer, that'll be his final shot. So he fouls out with 28.8 seconds left to play in the contest. Going to the free throw line is Grady McKittrick, a great shooter, except when he goes to the free throw line. Kingston Connolly comes in and replaces Gerlitz. Kingston back on the floor. Good to see him back. Shot is up and good for McKittrick. That's his 16th point of the basketball game. One more coming. It's an 8-point lead, 68-60, 28 seconds left to play. Shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Rosetta out front with the basketball. Doesn't have to shoot it again and is fouled almost immediately by number 21. That's Poole. Poole will pick up his third. And once again, Rosetta goes back to the free throw line. So Rosetta's shooting two, and the Cavemen looking to go 7-4 on the season. Shot is up and good. 8 of 10 from the free throw line for Mr. Rosetta. One more shot coming. Berg on the floor along with Bronx. McKittrick comes out. Gets a little hand of some applause. Trader stays on the floor along with Connolly and Rosetta. One more for Rosetta at the free throw line. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rolled it off. No good. Didn't have a good follow through. Robinson comes back on the right hand side. He's fouled by Berg. So Berg will pick up the infraction. That's his second of the night. 69-60. 19 seconds left in the basketball game. Inbounds play is Amalia checks in for Berg, and the senior sits down. So McKittrick is out. Berg is out. Connolly comes out, gets a hug from his coach. We don't have a senior on the floor. Seniors are done. Thank you, guys. Inbounds play goes to the backcourt to Nunez. Nunez drives right-hand side, gives it off to Robinson to the free throw line. Down low on the baseline to Poole. Kicks it in the corner then. Shot is up for 3, off no good. Rebound chased down to the corner. Whistle stopped the action before the shot. Let's see what the call's going to be. Amaya gets a mark next to his name. He'll get a foul. Inbounds play for the Tornadoes. 7 seconds left here. And quickly left-hand side to Nunez for 3. It's off. No good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. Doesn't have to do anything. Put the ball on your hip. Walk away with it. Final score. Grants Pass wins it 69-60 to go right now. They are 7-4 in the on the season. 10 of 11 overall. And still looking for an opportunity to go to the playoffs. We'll be right back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Cavemen have now won. Let me see. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their last 7. You're right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their last 8. 7 of their last 8 with the win tonight. Lady Cavers coming up momentarily. The Cavemen led at the end of the first period, 24-11. Actually lost the second period, 16-13, but still led by 10, 37-27. Lost the third period, but still led 54-47. They were outscored by 3, 20-17, but the Cavemen won the fourth period, 15-13, 69-60, the final score. Grants Pass scoring came 26-27 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 13 of 17 from the free throw line. That's 76% for Whistle for 14 fouls compared to 17 fouls for the Black Tornado. Tornado scoring came on 23 field goals, 3 three-pointers. They were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. That is 60%. We'll run down some of the scoring for you here. But first of all, we're going to take just a moment for a deep breath here while head coach Nate Olson sits down with us and join us. This is getting boring, Coach. You're winning them all. Don't you wish?
I wish, yeah. I do wish. I agree. I don't know about the boring part either. We like to make it interesting. You know, keep me on my toes, I guess.
Well, they did. What was your challenge tonight?
I don't know if it's a challenge. We just kind of, I think, fall into a lull where we're...
Third period again.
Yeah, and again, yeah. We talk about it. I said I shouldn't talk about it, so I won't talk about it next time. But we just kind of, we got these leads, and we kind of come out and... We do okay. I mean, we score the basketball. We just let them score the basketball. It seems like we're just a little kind of lax on defense, maybe. But we talked about we got to learn. We got to be able to build those leads, kind of put teams away and don't kind of give them life. You know, all of a sudden it's a 6-point game and 4 or 5-point game. They got some of the lead. So we got to do a better job of putting them away. But at the same time, we'll take giving ourselves chances every time to work on it. So,
all right. Assessment of Kingston Connolly tonight.
Our King was great. You know, love the energy he brought. I know he came out and said, I'm tired. I said, I told you you're going to be gassed. But, no, he did a good job. I think, you know, just the excitement, the flow. It was fun to get him a look early, get him a bucket, try to take that, just the relax. You know, I walked over and I hit him on the chest. And his heart was going about 1,000 miles a minute, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't really care what he did out there. I'm so happy to see him and him get a chance. He put in all that work, and he's just such a great kid, and he deserves everything he gets.
How about Young tonight?
You know, Branson, same thing. He was gassed. You know what I mean? Absolutely. It's my fault. I told him that's been too long in that first half. Should have got him out, you know, 3 minutes and just kind of lost him. So, you know, I think he started getting tired down that stretch. And it was like, oh, my gosh. And so you could tell his legs were gone and moving a little slow. He couldn't jump as high. So, you know, again, having 4 days off or, you know, 6-7 days off when we play, it'll be good for him and get some rest. So.
All right. Grady has been frustrated with some of the officiating, and there were some very, very close calls, particularly on the traveling. And I don't know if they're – I'm not saying the calls are wrong, but they're calling them really close, and that seems to be a focus of the officiating this year.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I don't know – Grady's a competitive, compassionate kid, and I don't think he's upset. He just – in the moment, he didn't think it happened, and we just got to move on. You know, he loves his leadership for us, love that fire he's bringing. Super competitive, so I love everything about it. We just got to – I said, we just got to tell him to move on. Control what you can control.
Well, I had him for, let me see, 17, 16 points tonight, something like that?
Yeah, he played. Did a good job being under control, hitting 12 with shots. That third quarter kind of got himself going with some mid-range stuff, which is great. He's been doing that lately. He was solid for us, made the right plays. With their pressure, we kind of break it by committee. So, he did a good job helping us out there, too.
spreading your scoring out. I think I've got four guys in double figures here. So,
you know, that, I mean, like I said, well, it's kind of the goal. If we can do that, it'll be pretty successful. Just makes it a little bit tougher to guard. And again, the guys did a good job sharing the basketball, making the right play. So, super proud of them.
All right, coach, and now you got one more to go. Willamette on Friday night. Take me from now to then.
Well, we're off Friday. We play them next Tuesday. So we'll practice tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yep. We got a week out. We got a bye week or bye day or whatever you want to call it. So we'll practice tomorrow and Thursday pretty tarp. Friday we'll probably do a light only to come and get a shoot around, let them get some rest, and then come in practice hard Monday. And, you know, again, be ready to go. I keep telling the guys, you can't keep looking at their record. They can score the basketball. And we got to do a good job of being ready and taking care of business and not to say, oh, great, they've only won two games in league or whatever. They can score. So we got to come out. We got to work.
Well, at this level, every team is dangerous. If you have an off night at all, they could be extra motivated. It's their last night on their floor.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be their senior night. So do you do anything different from a psyche standpoint for the guys and something like that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, it's one of those things, you got to take that break and come back. So, again, just trying to keep them focused, keep them ready to go. And then when they come back out after that, after they do senior stuff, really just get after it and get yourself back warmed up, be ready for the game to go.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for coming up. Pass that along. Congratulations to the guys, too.
Will do.
And, Sam, job well done. And
thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back more right after this. 1 minute, Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the scoring first of all for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Kingston Connolly getting the start tonight in his first game back after blowing out a knee, and it's senior night here. Picks up two field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Abisai Amaya picked up a single foul coming off the bench in a starting role. Preston Gerlitz, a senior, picked up two field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Bronx Ely coming off the bench had 4 field goals, 2 threes, counting for 10 points tonight, and a single foul. Caden Dedman, 1 2-point field goal and two fouls. Weston Berg, 2 fouls. Branson Young, 1 2-point field goal and a foul. James Traylor, 4 field goals, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 12 points and a single foul. And Grady McKittrick, let's see, 3, 6 field goals, 1, 2, 3 3-pointers. 1 for 2 at the free throw line, give him 16 points on the night and 2 fouls. And the leading score for the Grants Pass came in. It's close between McKittrick and Rosetta. 6 field goals. 8 of 11 from the free throw line for Jordan tonight. That gives him right at 20 points. Final score once again, 69-60. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And once again, that throws me into a quandary. Who do you pick after a performance that we saw tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen with Rosetta scoring 20, McKittrick right there at 15. Great moves by James Traylor. Bronx Ely coming off the bench to certainly qualify with 10 points and a couple of threes. He always provides a spark when he comes up. Preston Gerlitz had a good night offensively. Kingston Connolly returning to the free throw line, or returning to the lineup tonight, and once again coming up with some significant plays. Lady Cavers have been on the floor getting ready for their next game. If you want to, by all means, come out and catch that one. I think we've got a little pause right now as they're going to take care of their seniors momentarily. But we'll make a decision and be right back after this word from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, folks, for all the abuse that he took underneath the basket, anytime he touches the basketball, he's doubled and triple teamed, comes away with lots of bumps and bruises. I'm still going to go with Jordan Rosetta on his 6 field goals and his 8 for 11 shooting from the free throw line. And that really, when the tornado were really beginning to press in the fourth quarter, that was the difference in the game with Jordan going to the free throw line after going inside and drawing those fouls. Jordan Rosetta, our player of the game, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen, going to wrap things up as they get ready for the girls' basketball game here. For our good friend Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Deonte. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen 69, the North Medford Black Tornado 60. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.